Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning. One of the things that people are always saying, well, how do we communicate with God? Well, breathing in and breathing out. There are so many ways. In fact, there's an infinity of ways that we communicate with God. Singing, dancing, rejoicing in any way. Grieving, being sad, praying, meditating. I could go on and on and on about the ways we communicate with God, laughing. So God is all things. So when you open yourself to that communication, you're automatically communicating with God. I know that disturbs people because all things include the things you don't like. They are part of God. One of the things that we get confused about is God being outside of us. Well, God is outside of us. God is also inside of us. God is all around us. God is everything. The vibration of God is in every cell in our bodies and everyone else's. So living is communicating with God. Doesn't that make things simple? It takes away the rules, doesn't it? All the rules and regulations about how you have to get on your knees, you have to talk to somebody else, you have to light a candle. There's so many things that people put out about how to communicate with God. And to communicate with God, just being alive is the only requirement. Now, the confusion comes is because we believe that it only happens if we make a connection. But the communication with God is actually happening all the time. Our problem is that we don't listen. God never hangs up the telephone, but we do. And unless we're open on that level of connection, we are simply not going to pick up the information. So today we're going to focus more on using our spiritual information to help us pick up the phone, to help us tune in, to help us hit a vibration where it's easy for that communication with God. So let's do that right now. If you'll just put your feet flat on the floor and separate your hands in your lap, it helps your energy flow and be more open. Because when we communicate with God, we'd like to be open to that communication. And then if you close your eyes, you close out the visual. And we're also visual, but we tend as spirit to flow out of our eyes to whatever's in front of us. And the point of meditation is to come within and to experience God within. To begin to be aware of God within and the connection between God within you and all else. How exciting. So take a nice deep breath and let's begin by connecting ourselves to our bodies and our big body, the planet. So take a nice deep breath again and allow a flow of energy to move from near the base of your spine. Located there is what's called the first chakra. It's an energy center containing all of your information about how you, the spirit, wish to create on planet Earth. Just allow that grounding cord to flow from your first chakra through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until it comes to the center of the earth. Be aware of you, the spirit, connecting yourself to your physical body and you and your body connecting to the planet. Remember to breathe. We don't need oxygen, we're spirit, but bodies cannot survive without oxygen, so I will encourage you, breathe. And go ahead and take some nice deep breaths. It'll relax the body. Many people have difficulty with meditating because they forget to breathe. And it scares the body. Now, the purpose of meditation is to bring together the spirit-body duality so that our communication with God can be more physically conscious. We're a part of God, so we're always in communication with God. But by grounding and using our meditation techniques, we let the body be aware of that communication without terrifying it. You are spirit, Your body is your vessel. I want you to become aware of the spark of God that is you, and allow that spark to come to the top of your head. Just pause there for a moment and simply know that you are spirit. Then allow yourself to come gently down into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Let that light shine. We are spirit, always in touch with and communication with God. Our exercise is to allow the body to become consciously aware of that communication, to whatever extent our body can handle. One of the purposes of meditation is to train the body to accept you, the spirit, and your communication with God, or what we call God. There are many names for this vibration. Just experience being in the center of your head, where you can be neutral about your spirituality, and better yet, be neutral about what you have created in your body. This body is your vessel, is your creative space. How exciting. Now, being grounded and centered can help you in your communication with God. So the first thing I'd like for you to do is let go of any disruptions that might be within you to your communication with God. So use your grounding cord as a release. Not only is it a connection to the planet, to your body, but it's also a way of releasing things you no longer want. So let's start by releasing any beliefs that you have that say you have to go through another person to communicate with God. Just let it flow down your grounding cord. Maybe someone you believe is more spiritual than you. That's not possible. We're all spirit. Someone may be more aware, but if they're telling you you have to go through them to speak with God, they're not aware at all. They're just manipulating people. Humans are extremely clever. But once you decide that you are spirit, you realize it, you wake up to it, everything in your life begins to change. Because you have a direct communication with God. You are a part of God. Take a nice deep breath and then let go of any other beliefs that would interfere with you communicating with God. That you have to be in a specific place. That's not true. Or that you have to do certain things, like get on your knees to pray, or light a candle, or do some ritual. Rituals are for bodies, and they can be pleasant for the body, but they're totally unnecessary for us as spirit. But take a nice deep breath and release the limits to your communication with God. And it may be some concepts that say you are just a body, and that is a lie. You can let go of it. You are spirit. And your body is your creation and part of God's creativity. So we're beginning with simply letting go of limits or any interference between you and God and your communication with this cosmic consciousness. Now once again, check your grounding and be in the center of your head. Then I would like for you to create a bright gold sun above your head and let that flow to the top of your head and through your body and into the earth. Am I bringing in this vibration? You're healing your body, your earth, your environment, creating a vibration where it's easier for you, the spirit, to tune in to this higher consciousness. So that that part of you that is part of God experiences the connection. Now, using your grounding and centering and gold energy, say hello to your God. And I say your God because we do not define God for you. You grow into your experience with God. Experience that bright light in the center of your head and be aware of being in communication with your God simply because you are a part of it. I'm going to give you a moment of silence simply to experience the power and the joy of this communication. And once you have that connection, I'd like for you to be aware of times you've had this communication through your life. Anyone who has this connection and an open communication with their God never forgets. It changes your life. You're going to have roller coaster times like everyone else, but you always have that awareness that you are not alone. And you are part of the whole. Anytime you're feeling lonely, tune into this vibration and be aware that aloneness is a lie. A lie that most likely someone else is trying to use to control you. Let go of it down your grounding cord and allow yourself to use this communion with God right now to help you cleanse lies about the cosmic consciousness, lies about how you can relate. Because as we've already mentioned, every experience on planet Earth is a communication with God. You are God, not the totality, a spark of God, and you have a constant connection. The only one who can interfere with that connection is you. And you may interfere with it because you accepted someone else's beliefs or limits. Or you intellectualized your life experience and wanted someone to blame and picked God. I thought that was amusing. One of the things I really, really enjoy about the cosmic consciousness is the amusement, the enthusiasm, the high vibration. So if you're in a place where you're having difficulty dealing with your body's emotions, let yourself communicate with God and lift you up from the body's morass, which it can often experience and express, back to your spiritual perspective and your connectedness with all things. Do that now. Communicate with God about something that's occurring within your body that you, as spirit, are not getting clear about. Believe me, someone in the cosmic consciousness will have great experience. And you can pick that information up. Maybe you've been very sad or afraid. Tune in to God and receive reassurance that this is simply your body, and get a healing to help you release whatever stops you from rising above the body and expressing yourself, the spirit, through the body. You are spirit. You are a spark of God. Your spark of God is creating through this physical body and at the same time communicating with the totality of God. Sometimes you turn that off. Sometimes you have a little bit of communication. Ideally, when you meditate, you open that channel to God and experience that aspect of yourself and the aspect of God all around you. It really changes your relationship with others. Hating and blaming and being afraid of just don't have great meaning when you're in touch with God. Now, let's work as a group for a moment and create a bright gold flow of energy into the room. We were bringing it through our own bodies. We can continue that and then add bringing that gold vibration into and through the room and letting it flow into the earth, and allow ourselves to enhance our communication with God. Because like all things that we experience when in a physical body, in the physical realm, is growth and change and growing awareness. Let the techniques help you grow in your awareness of God within and around you. Remember to breathe. Now we're going to use a little higher vibration to enhance our communication with God. So visualize a clear light. Clear light reflects all light, just as God reflects all things. So allow that clear light to come into and through the room and through your body, healing and cleansing and enhancing your communication with your God. Increase your grounding if you need to, because this is a higher vibration. When one begins to consciously communicate with God, grounding is very important. If you find yourself leaving the body, just enhance your grounding. Tell your body you're not going to run this really high vibration much longer. Let it know you're training it to increase your communication with God. Yes, you, the Spirit, are training your body. As Spirit, all we need to do is remember how bodies work. Sometimes that can take most of a lifetime. I'm going to give you a few moments of silence to have your personal communication with God about whatever you wish. You may have communication that you want to go outwardly from you, or you may want to receive something from God. You may ask for healing, or simply talk about something. Sometimes you can hear words, sometimes it's just vibration, color. Let yourself communicate in your way. Take a nice deep breath. Use your grounding to release the clear light and allow your vibration to come back to the gold energy. It's a little more comfortable for your body. Enhance your grounding and focus back in the center of your head. It's not unusual to leave the body when you use a very high vibration in your communication with God. Come back to the physical realm. And again, be aware of you, the Spirit, in the center of your head, and let your light shine. Your body, your vessel, is a way that you express your God self in the world. And that's all a form of communication with God. How do you communicate with God? Your joy, your enthusiasm, your sadness, your complaints. It's all communication. What you send out into the world through your body is your communication with the whole. A new perspective. God sees all things, knows all things, is all things. Be in the center of your head and allow your joy about this. Communication with God requires nothing except your attention. Simply enjoy this quiet communion for a few more moments. And if you feel sadness, that's a normal response from the body. Experiencing this fantastic vibration. As you bring your energy back to your physical body, let's pause for a moment and thank the wonderful spiritual teachers that have come to this planet, reminding us that we are part of God. Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Lao Tzu, there's so many, those that we know and those that we don't know, who've come saying we're part of God. All of us can communicate directly with God at any time and any place. Honor your God self within you and God around you in all other things. Be here in the present. And to help you come back to your body, you may want to move your foot and kind of pat your knee, bring your body back to this reality and yourself back to this physical reality. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and bend forward and release excess energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.